last week, an aeroplane at Heathrow Airport was struck by what the pilot thought was a drone. Or maybe it was a plastic bag, as subsequent reports have suggested. But it's probably only a matter of time before it happens for real. So what exactly are the laws around drone flight? And how much damage could they do? Our resident technology expert Peter Cowley is with us, and he's brought an example with him.
Indeed, we're actually outside, so we can have a go at flying this. Okay, so Peter, for the benefit of the people at home, what are we watching whiz around the car park?
We've got a drone here. It's just a little hobby drone that costs about £50, weighs about 120 grams. It's going to hit the ground rather hard. Oh, look at that. I landed just about okay. A drone is a small unmanned aircraft that doesn't weigh very much. Obviously, at this size, it's just for something to play with. It could have a camera on it or not, so if somebody wanted to look at it. They can be very small, as small as just a few grams. In fact, there's one out there that's only 1 cubic centimetre.
You didn't pounds. Distinguish yourself with your flight path there, but are they actually relatively easy to fly?
No, definitely not. I got this yesterday. I spent about half an hour trying to work out how to fly it in my garden, and now we're out in the car park with more room. I should get it better, but there's a bit of wind here and it's not easy to fly at all. Now, it might be because I'm old, and perhaps if I gave it to one of my children it would work fine.
Now, the question of whether or not they can interfere with the flight paths of aeroplanes and things, can they go high enough to do that kind of thing?
This one not, because this has got a range of about 60, 70 metres from the controller, and then it won't go any further. There is a global limit of 400 feet, 120 or so metres, which you can't fly anywhere in any country. But if you had a bigger drone that cost maybe £1,000, you'd probably get that up to 1,000 metres or more. So then it would be illegal in the flight path.
And could it physically do damage? If something of that sort of stature hit an aeroplane, would it damage it?
This 120-gram one, very unlikely. I can't imagine that would do anything, even if it hit one of the props. And you don't have to have a licence in the UK until it weighs 20 kilos. So let's imagine a 19-kilo drone hitting a small aircraft, almost certainly. Hitting a large aircraft like a jumbo? Probably not, actually. I mean, the jet engines will actually... They're tested with deep-frozen... turkeys going through them, i.e. a bird at high altitude, and that's fine. So it should be okay, I would hope.
Apart from hobby purposes, what are people exploring these in terms of industrial or other applications? What are people trying to do with them, with drones?
A lot of positive things. So it'd be great when legislation and society will be used to using them. So things like journalism, movies, aerial surveying, planning, conservation, anti-poaching, etc., archaeology, cargo possibly. You've seen the Amazon talking about that. Obviously law enforcement, search and rescue in the hills, surveillance. There's loads of positive things. Now, the negative things, of course, are crime, moving drugs around, spying, potentially bombing. And then, depending on one's view about military or not, that could be classed as negative or positive.
You invest in emerging technologies. Have you got any investments in this sector?
I do. I've just agreed to invest in a company that will allow multiple drones to fly simultaneously. It's for surveillance reasons initially, so that when the drone is running out of battery, it'll come back in again, another one will go out, so the coverage. And they also have a project potentially with landmines, so actually trying to find landmines.
So people are literally putting their money where their mouth is, and it's quite big business.
It will be very big business, but it does need sorting out because, I mean, there's a lot of negative press should the drones be doing the wrong thing.
What about the legislation about this? Where are we? Where do we stand in terms of what the law says we can and can't do at the moment?
Well, there's two issues here. Security, as in for crime, privacy, as in consumers, and also safety. Because if one of these things, if that thing hits us on the head, it would be quite unpleasant. But if it weighed 19 kilos... So the rules in the UK, they vary a bit around the world, but the rules basically are it must be line of sight, it mustn't be more than 500 metres from where you are, it must not be any higher than 400 feet, and it mustn't be any closer than 50 metres from a building if it's got a camera on board, and that goes up to 150 metres if it's hovering over a crowd, say at a pop concert or whatever.
Now, to finish off, Peter, shall we have another go and we'll test your piloting skills, or better still, can I have a go?
Okay, this one, here's the throttle.
I'm holding something that looks a bit like the controller for, say, an Xbox or a computer game.
Correct.
So this one on the left, this knob on the left is
the
throttle.
That's throttle, yeah. And the right one is turn left and right.
All right, here we go. I'm going up in the air. And I'm just going to go right and left.
And it's going to... Oh, yeah. You're doing a lot better.
Okay, let's see how high it goes now, Peter. I'm going to try and put it on top
of the
building.
Are you going to replace this? This is my £50.
It's got up to about... It's almost out of sight.
Yeah, 10, 15 metres. I must say... You're a complete natural. You must have done this before.
There's too many computer games, Peter. That's what it is. I'm going to try and bring this thing down.
Down without breaking the legs.
Yeah, just give it a little bit more oomph just to get it a really gentle. There we go.
Oh, it's bouncing a bit. Oh, battery kebab has come open.
And we have touchdown.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Well done, Chris.
First time.
Clearly a wasted childhood there for Chris. I think he's been playing far too many computer games. I don't think I'd know where to start flying a drone around. And that was with Peter Cowley in the car park. You're listening to The Naked Scientists. Still to come, driverless ships. We explore the next revolution in the shipping industry. But now